All right, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on?
Welcome to Class Mark Radio Show with your host, Long Island Joe, introducing the Northeastern graduates to the world. With Custom Tees Racing and QuarterMileBrothers.com, the Northeastern racers now have a platform of their own to talk about issues and races relevant to them. Check out www.clubgolf.com for all your grudge racing needs throughout the United States. With no further ado, here's your host, Long Island Joe!
All right, I'm back. I'm sorry about that. But ladies and gentlemen, once again, if anybody has anything they would like to say, come on in, press the one button. I do want to speak to Long Island Joe. I want to speak to George. I want to speak to Dwayne. I want to speak to Pete Dentist. I want to hear from everybody tonight. In the meantime, I see that we have Mr. Phil Gray on the line. Let me go ahead and bring him in. Let me go ahead and chit-chat him up real quick. Phil, your mic is open. Can you hear me, sir?
Hey, what's going on, Gunfix?
Oh, I was shaking, baby. What's happening?
None. You got a little guy from Mount Vernon trying to get a hold of me, trying to run me with his Oldsmobile. Waiting for him to come on, see if he sits the same way as me. Street car, 4150 style carburetor, street car wise. Well, I'll try him. I'm just waiting for him to get on the phone.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, we're gonna get them brothers from out of Money Making Mount Vernon on the line a little bit later on. We're gonna save some of the best for last because he's been trying to engage with you for quite a while. You know, once he's seen you guys do the race up in Indiana, he's seen that video go up. He's seen you guys kick off all up in the alley boy racing ass. He's seen you guys talking trash to Slim from IQC Racing, and you know, that feud between you and Skin. You know, I guess he couldn't take it, so he wanted to come get some May 25th this weekend. At Custom Tees Racing Underground, Racing After Dark, clocks off. But, Phil, let me ask you a question. How are you feeling right now? Do you feel confident?
Well, can't say confident, but, you know, I'm hanging in there.
Hold on. Hey, Phil, what has you not feeling so confident?
Just haven't did much.
You said you haven't did much.
The way the truck guys left it, and I've been neglecting her, so...
Hey, Phil, you got one of the biggest weekends for 2014 going down in like 6 days, and you said you've been neglecting the little blue truck. Come on, bro. Talk to me, baby. What's going on? Either you wrestling, breaking people's arms, breaking people's necks, backs, or are you chasing them young guys? Which one is it?
No, I can't be doing that. Gotta have my wrestling up, man.
All right, for those who don't know, Phil Gray is also a wrestler. He gets out there, he does the doggone thing. He represents Long Island strong. As a matter of fact, you can check out a lot of his events, a lot of his wrestling matches if you're interested on Facebook. But, Phil, let me ask you a question. Is there anybody that you're locked in with for this weekend? For those who don't know who you're locked in with, Phil, let us know who you're locked in with already.
So far, only race I got locked in is with Big George. Me and him planning on doing it. We're talking about it, and he said, you know, if I lose this one, I got to eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So we're running for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, so I see how that will go at the go.
Wait a minute. Now, listen, I spoke to Joe earlier today. Y'all got peanut butter and jelly sandwiches going on and peanut butter cookies with no milk. What's the deal with this peanut butter and cookies with no milk thing for anybody that wants to get beside them Long Island boys?
Well, first of all, the truck name is Cookie Monster. So that's where the cookies and milk come from. But me and my brother, we that's me and him, we always partner together. So that's where Phil and Joe come in, that's P&J.
Okay, I got you. So that's the P&J, okay. Hey, yeah. Now listen, I haven't heard from your brother. I don't hear him on the shows. Is he a listener to the shows?
Oh, yeah, he's a listener. He's around, he's just sitting back. You'll see him soon.
All right. I tell you what, Joe Jr., if you're on the line, come on and press the one button tonight. Let everybody know who you are. Let everybody know that you're representing New York. And, Phil, let me ask you another question. What part of the Northeast is your clan bringing down to MIR this weekend? Are you guys just bringing New York? What races from what states are you guys bringing down? Who follows Long Island Joe?
Got just about everybody on Long Island from about Riverhead all the way out west to about Wyandanch.
Okay, so you guys are just, you guys only gain support from out of New York. That's
yep.
the biggest sphere of influence is, just New York, huh?
Yeah, just about New York. And no, maybe, I'm not particularly sure, but might have maybe a few upstate that we that I had spoke to.
Okay, all right. Okay, what about Jersey, man? Do you guys have anybody
in
Jersey?
Oh, yeah, Jersey, I can't forget them. Oh. Young Sting, but, like, who can't forget them?
Okay. You got to get on your ball, man. You got to get on your ball. You left them out real quick. I'm coaching you now. You know,
oh, I'm not forgetting them. They never won't forget. Can't forget them guys. They always treat us good. Gotta can't forget Young Sting, Mark, all of them. Can't forget them.
Well, I'll tell you what. You got Young Sting, Bud Light Coop. I'll tell you, who else you guys got?
I got LeBron over there with the duster. I know he's out. Gun definitely be out there.
All right, who else we got? Who else we got? We got anybody from out of Pennsylvania?
Who's out in Pennsylvania? Got a few guys out in Pennsylvania. I don't know off the top of my head. That's
okay,
where I'm
well,
out of jurisdiction.
Well, let me name you one. Let me name you one. I know we got Pizza Gangster. I know he'll be in the house looking for action. Most definitely.
Yes, he definitely will.
All right, so he's from out of Pennsylvania. Okay, all right. And, well, I'll tell you what. Once again, you said you're locked in with who? Once again, what's the name of that racer? George, right?
Yeah, Big George.
Okay, you're locked in with Big George. Now, I understand you have another race that's potentially locked in, too, outside of the Mount Vernon race. Who is that?
I'm not really too sure. Somebody called me about it, and I'm trying to figure out, see if they can set something up on the show tonight, see what we got.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. They said they don't want to bet a penny over $500. They said it's got a little street car. And, you know, we're going to see how this works out. I'm excited. And I will be there this weekend. I couldn't make the other races, but... I'll just put it like this. My intention is to be at MIR this weekend. I don't like to say whether I'm showing up or not, but I will be there. But in the meantime, I say, well, let's go on over to 708-0482. What's your name for the show, please?
What up, Gunny Long Island Joe? This Chuck, man. Shot-town, most wanted. What up?
What's happening, Chuck? Look, what's going on, bro?
Nothing, man. I'm just calling in, man. Tell Joe that we won't be here, man. We had a little incident in the family. So looks like we're going to be stuck for the weekend. You know?
All right. But you know what, Chuck?
We
I got to take my hat off to you. Go ahead, Chuck.
I was saying we love to come up there and take some of y'all money. You know how that goes.
Hey, bro, listen. You know, I will co-sign Save the Black. Chicago's most wanted. I will co-sign Chuck with the scandal car. If they can't make it, something will definitely happen. They've been a supporter of Long Island Joe and his events and Larry T since last year. Whenever they have the big events, you know, their finales, I do know Chi-Town's most wanted. They're the first ones there through the gate taking y'all's money on the Northeast. Ain't that right, Phil?
Yeah, you know, that was our intentions. You know what I'm saying, to come up there, man, but something come up and we ain't going to be able to come.
Okay.
You know.
Well, you know what, Chuck? I once again, I was saying I got to take my hat off to you because a lot of guys won't come on the shows and let it be known that they're not going to make it. You know, they just don't show up, or either they wait until after the fact for to let the world know because you guys have fans up there now. And, you know,
yeah.
Everybody was expecting you to be there. So I appreciate you
right,
calling
right.
in, letting fans know what's going down, that you guys got some issues. But, you know, maybe later on in the year, if not later on in the year, you know, maybe going into 2015, y'all can get up there.
Oh, yeah, we'll probably make the next one. You know, we love it up there. You know, like I said, they sweet up there. So, I mean,
you know.
Hey, Chuck, let me ask you a question. Hey Chuck, you know, now listen. What I do want to see, you and Pete the Gangster hit. I want to see that race so bad I can piss. Now I know
that little video you sent me?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
What's his name? Pee Wee or some shit?
That's Pizza Gangster, man. Careful now. That's a bad... Hey, he's certified. He's y'all got Chicago gangsters, but hey, he's the Pizza Gangster. Careful, Chuck. Don't pick
man,
that
we
man.
We bury him. Hey, we bury him, motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? We don't care, man. We come to race, man.
Hey,
you know,
but,
win or lose.
Chuck, let me ask you a question. You are Nitrous, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, now, PC Gangster, he's a motor car. Would you be willing to take that Nitrous off?
No.
Okay. So if he wants to run, if he wants to get beside Scandal, he's going to have to run your heads up.
Yeah, I mean, shit, I ain't taking it off. That's why I put it on there.
Hey, I hear you, but if I don't ask how is the people at home and how is the people out there in the Clarksoft world going to know? I'm a fan, and there's certain things that I want to see. I know you guys are set up similar. You guys are pretty much same exact way. The only difference is one has juice and the other one doesn't. But that's a race that I'm very interested in seeing. Maybe we can come to a compromise, or maybe Pizza Gangster might get mad. You might piss him off, being that you said you like to bury motherfuckers, and he might just go put juice on that car. Come
yeah,
get
tell him strap that shit on there. I'll be up there in a couple of months.
Hey, I know they have something going down in August, too. But I'll tell you what, Chuck,
Okay.
I'm going to leave your mic open. Hang on the line. We got another caller on the line.
757. Yeah, I go on mute. I just want to say what's up to Joe and let him know that, you know, we won't make it, you know?
All right.
We'll do
when he's on the line, we'll get the word to him.
Okay.
All right, Chuck, appreciate you calling in.
All right, I'm going on mute.
Yes, sir. Right. Your mic is open, though. Jump in anytime you feel like it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. We got 757-7777. Your mic is open. What's your name for the show, please?
What's going on? This is Weeby.
Oh, man. What's happening, Weeby? What's your no good,
What's
bro?
What's going on? I ain't nothing. Just chilling, waiting for the weekend.
Weeby, what you looking forward to do this weekend? I mean, you know, I'm still getting familiar with a lot of the cars up there in the Northeast. You know what I mean? I know a lot of the bigger name cars, and I kind of not know them more than I know them. But your name is coming up right now. You're representing Virginia. So what did you have planned for this weekend?
I can't hear you.
What did you have planned for this weekend, Weeby?
Sunday, MR run the Pink Warrior. We've been battling this out for over a year, almost 2 years. So it's time to get it off, see if I can get him off the trailer so we don't have no excuses. It'll be our shakedown. Because we got other races with other people. So we just end this, go for it off the trailer.
All right, now let me ask you a question. Now, where did the team come in off the trailer with Pink Warrior?
You said, when did it come in at?
Yeah, what came into play for you guys to negotiate for you guys to run off the trailer?
Well, we both had other races, and it was, you might as well shake down beside me. I shake down beside you, and then, you know, it's off the trailer, out the back door, a quarter mile. So if somebody get a hiccup, you get a little time to make it up. We're going out the back door, so it's a non-8-mile race.
Okay, going out the back door. Okay, I like that. I like that a lot. You know, I'm down here in the South. I'm down here in the great state of Georgia, and there's so much 8-mile racing goes on. It's a treat while I get to see them legs run stretch out. It's a treat when I get to see them cars run down that track all the way out the back door. I'm looking forward to seeing that. But, Weeby, is there any particular time you all got to be in the station now, Lane's by?
Well, he said he wanted to do it before, I believe he said, before 5 or 6 o'clock. So I'm leaving from Dinwiddie going straight there so that night. So I'm going to be at VMT on the 24th for Brown's Burt Jackson Memorial Race. And then that after that shut down, we're driving straight to MR.
All right. I will also be at VMP. I will also be at VMP. As a matter of fact, if I feel real good, I may strike out tomorrow and come on up there early. I just got to feel real good. But we're going to go from there, and we're going to move it in. Who else do you have lined up besides Pink Warrior? Is anybody else you're supposed to get it on with?
That's going to be at this event. Well, I want to race Big Head Kenny, part of Shakedown Camp at MRR. But nobody else really at VMP. Tony Barnes brings his truck to VMP, then I'm going to lock in and run the truck. But I haven't got a confirmation from him back yet if they're going to bring the truck. I know they're bringing the Yellow Bumblebee, they're bringing Rambo, they're bringing another truck, but I think it's the truck that Jamie drives, and they're bringing the Thriller Mustang. But the blue truck that beat us down the Outer Banks is the truck that I want to run. But I haven't got a confirmation to find out if he's going to actually bring the truck.
Okay, well, maybe we can get confirmation tonight. Is there anybody that we can call to get in touch with Tony Barnes, the boss, to see if he's bringing the truck? I think we need to work on that. If anybody has the boss's number, if anybody can reach out to the boss to find out if he's bringing that truck, I'm sure that's another race that everybody will be interested in seeing. Everybody likes to see the boss get down, and I know I'm a Blue Magic fan. I'm a Weeby fan, so, I'll be seeing brand new racing this weekend, and that'll be for 2 days, the 24th for William Brown's Burt Jackson Memorial Day race, And we will also have Long Island Joe and Larry T's Custom Tees Underground After Dark Racing event at MRR May 25th. Oh, I tell you what, Weeby, I got a question. Can you give me a recap about what you got into last weekend?
Last weekend, Outer Banks? Well, with the Magic, the Blue Magic car, was making some passes. Transmission went out on me, so they took a little lug truck that we got, and Tony Boss Bonds actually did want to do something with it, so we put him in the lanes, and it's been kind of a good race, but I just felt like he picked on us, you know, at the wrong time, because it was supposed to have been against my Mustang against that blue truck.
Okay, all right. Well, let me ask you a question, Weeby. Did it hurt you real bad when you fell to Tony?
It's racing. I mean, it's not no disappointment because, honestly, I kind of knew that we was outgunned with that truck, but anything can happen. It's a gamble. It was actually an off-the-trailer race. The truck, neither truck went down the track. So it's not that bad of a loss, but nobody likes to lose to anybody. I mean, but, you know, I respect Tony. He respects me. He's not the type of racer that talks a lot of trash that you want to whip him and you lose till you feel bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you. But, yeah, you know, Tony doesn't talk a lot of trash, and he will. If you get jazzy with him, you lose. You know, he got a Cowboy and Jamie that's going to come handle that. And Cowboy and Jamie, they're going to come around your trailer and try to rattle your tears before you all even get in the staging lane. They're going to do everything they can do to rally your ass. So well, I'm looking forward to seeing Cowboy out there. I'm looking forward to seeing Jamie out there. I haven't been out for 2014 yet. The only race I've been to for 2014 so far has been Bobby Wildchild's race at US 19 down off of Georgia. So, you know, I'm working on a lot of different things. But
we're
going
to
represent. You're going to try to represent where?
Team Outlaw. I mean, you know, my teammate D-Rod with the Slut, he's going to look for action for Saturday and Sunday, too, at VMP and at MRR.
Oh, yeah?
Exactly who he wants. I don't know. That's a couple of people that he wants, but, you know, he would have to confirm that himself. I don't want to say who he's going to race and seem like I don't know what I'm talking about, but I know he's going to be looking for action.
Well, Weeby, can I ask you another question? If it's not top secret information, do you tune on your vehicle?
I do stuff myself, and I have one other person that I will talk to about, you know, certain stuff that I'm starting to learn with. Like normally, I mean, it ain't no big secret. Normally, I only have one system, a plate system on my car, but, you know, I stepped it up and like everybody else, and put a fogger on it. So it's like me learning the tunes and stuff like that. So, I mean, sometimes, you know, I don't care what it is. If you're unfamiliar with it, you got to ask somebody that's familiar with it or that's doing it and doing it right.
Okay. And that's exactly right. You know, we as grudge racers, as grudge racers, I see a lot of guys, they want to go speak to certain people. But for some reason, they're scared. They're like Stan Bassish, and they wait for an introduction before they go speak to somebody. I don't know what type of man you are, but man, I don't care who you are. If there's something that I know you know how to do, I'm coming to ask you directly. I ain't got no time to be standing back with my mouth closed. Closed mouth don't get fit. So I can't get into that. So being that I want to know, and I got you on the line, how do you feel? You're going to be running 28, is that correct?
Yeah, drag rate, 275 drag rate.
Okay, there you go. That's what I was looking for. So you're going to be running a drag radio, not a slick. What made you decide to run a drag radio instead of a slick?
Well, it was an accident, really. I bought a set to drive around on the street to be able to race. I was street racing before I started grudge racing at the track. So I put them on there to be legal, and I had some slicks. The slicks went away, and I had a set of Hoosier drag radios, and I put them on my car, and it 60 footed better than the slicks. So,
okay, Okay, so it did 50 foot better than the slicks.
Oh, yeah. That was my experience with them. I had a better 60 foot with them. Car was quicker, you know what I mean? And it was a lot more stable to me than the slicks. So my car had a little sway to it with the slicks on it, but going to the drag race is like driving a regular car down the street.
All right, well, let me ask you one more question. Who sets up, if you don't mind me asking, who does your chassis work and your, who sets, you know, who does your suspension work? Is there anybody out there helping you with that?
No, I did most of it myself, but I have a guy named James Barnes, not Jay Barnes, but James Barnes and Father Time. You know, we all incorporate and do all this stuff ourselves. You know, take measurements, and by me used to running XT75 class, and I took a lot of stuff incorporated from that to my car also.
Okay, all right. I like the way you said that. You know, there's a lot of people, or the big debate right now is drag radio versus slick. You know what I mean? And, you know, a lot of people say, like, take live action, for instance. Agree with them. You got to know what you're doing to put a drag radio in the car and get down the track.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's saying that drag radio is faster.
Yeah, track radio, track plays a part in it. And then, you know, you got to know your car with the tunes. And a drag radio, when it works, they work. They don't work for me at every track. But, you know, when they do work, they work. Sometimes you got to take so much power out of the car to get it working, then ramp it in before the 330 when you're already rolling so you won't blow the tires out. So, but, I mean, it's a whole lot of tricks of the trade with the drag radios. You got to have double adjustable everything all the way around the car.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Reeby, I like having you kick in with me tonight. Go ahead and leave your mic open. Leave your mic open. I'm going to go ahead and go to the next caller right now. The show is filling up quick, but jump in whenever you feel like it. 804-0482. State your name for the show, please. 804-0482. State your name for the show, please.
This is Dwayne, man.
Hey, Dwayne, what you know good, bro?
What's up, brother? How you doing? What up,
man,
Weedy?
I can't call.
What's up, teammate?
What's going on, Gunnett?
Hey, man, listen, what does the dynamic duo have in plan for May 25th, Sunday, May 25th, at Larry T's Underground Convention After Dark? What's going down, man?
Man, we going up there, coming right off the trailer, man.
Off the trailer. You're going
We're going to change it up, you know what I'm saying? No shakedowns. We're coming straight off the trailer.
Okay. Dwayne, what do you have planned for the 25th? I know Weeby said he's coming off the trailer, but what do you have planned with your car to smoke?
I'm pretty much the same thing. We're coming off trail. I'm looking for some action. None of that big money action because, I mean, just any action, you know what I'm saying, it's just local. Anybody that want to race that ain't got $1 million, you know what I mean?
But you know what, Dwayne? I think we all know by now that racing is expensive and that, you know, we all need to take a cue to stay in your lane. If that's not what you do, you know, you're not gonna go out there and put yourself in a predicament that you can't afford to be in. I like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, no,
I like
never.
I'm on the clarify it off the rip.
Exactly.
So,
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I take my hats off to the ones that can do it, but, I mean, you know, you got bills, bro. You got bills, you know? Racing, this right here, grudge racing ain't never going to make you rich. All they do is keep you racing for free. You know what I mean? That's all it does, you know?
Hey, Dwayne, we're only here for a little while. And when our eyes close and I hear you call that final time, while you laying up in that bed, don't you want to have some memories to reminisce off of?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
And we can't take none of this shit with us. No.
None of it.
Nothing with us.
We're gonna play as much as we can, Gunner. That's why I say one thing with Team Outlaws, we don't discriminate. We race for a little bit of money, you know what I'm saying, and have a good time doing it. Shit, we race for nothing and have a good time doing it. So, you know, one thing about it is, you know, it is what it is. We're getting it in, and like I said, we're going to do a little bit more coming off the trailer instead of testing and stuff. And it's amazing you were talking about drag radio because we've been being modest, man. We even know how to get that drag radio to work.
You know, I kind of know that, but, you know, I have to play. I got to try to play it safe. I don't want to get too deep, you know what I mean? I'll stick them with the sword. But if you don't bleed too much, I ain't gonna go no deeper into the wound.
I mean, I had this is what I told him. Weeby talked me into drag radios. I've had a set of radios on my car before. Never could hook it. And I mean, I don't know what happened, but he got mine hooking. You know, it's working. I mean, first pass down the track. First pass on them.
Dwayne, let me ask you a question. I'm sorry to cut you off, but while it comes on my mind, you know, I'm crazy in the head. I have a lot of stuff on my mind at all times. You owe somebody something, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, what were you talking about, racing?
Yes, sir. Can we expect to see you and Young Sting hit down there at MR?
Honestly, Gunner, I don't know, man. Them boys, like, they got that big money. I'm going to be honest with you, man. This is a tough week for me. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But, you know, a little bit of money, you know what I'm saying? That them big pots like that, I can't swing them. There's no way possible I can swing them this week, you know?
Right,
it depends.
Right.
You know, it depends how things go. I mean, if I got Weaver with me, I might can swing them, you know what I mean?
If you want to do it, hey, that's what it is.
But, I mean, you know, we just going to have a good time and, you know, knock a couple people off and come on home, you know? I mean, I would love to get y'all said, but there's no way possible I could do it for what we did it for last time. And, I mean, that's a little bit of money to him, but that's a lot to me, you know?
Okay, but you know, see, the thing about Young Sting, you know, Young Sting is a working man also. But it's many of them that chip into that pot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, they got a hellacious crew, and all of them got caught.
And, see, that's my thing, man. I mean, the race that me and him had, you know, it amazed me that we was able to run for that kind of money. You know what I mean? Because I don't usually run for that kind of money, Gunny. You know what I mean? Because usually I'm by myself at the track, you know. You know, that's how we do, you know. And I don't really feel comfortable putting somebody else's money on the line. Yeah, people can say it all they want that when, you know, they bet it's a 50-50 chance, but it don't make me feel good as a person. You know what I mean? Because anything can happen. So, you know, as far as me sitting back running off somebody else's money, I can't do that no more, you know. I love the fact that people got faith in me, but I can't do that, man.
You know what? You know what? Not only do I think you can do it, I think that in the near future you're going to do it. I think that in the near future you're going to do it. You know, that depends, you know, in my opinion, that also depends on who you allow to get in your pot. You know what I mean?
One thing about me, I ain't too choosy about who get in the pot. You know, it's just the fact that I don't want, when I leave, and somebody lost money on me, which, you know, people lose money on people every day, you know what I mean? But it makes me feel a certain kind of way, you know? Make me feel like I can fail them, you know? One thing about it, I can fail myself, but I don't want to fail nobody else, you know?
Hey, well, let me ask you, well, let me just say this. It is a gamble. It is a gamble. And you ever heard of a rap group called M.O.P.?
Yeah.
All right, now you know that song, right? Cold as Ice?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know this song, exact song you're talking about.
You better get your arm right and get that money, get down the track, man.
Oh, yeah. She ready now.
Yeah.
I've been quiet because I'm just sitting listening and looking, you know.
Hey, Dwayne, you ain't been quiet. I heard you on a radio show about a month ago when you was telling Young Sting that you're ready. And as long as he comes sit in that car and give you that race back, I heard you say that out your own mouth.
Yeah,
now,
but I ain't had no action. I ain't had no action since then, man. I'll be honest. I ain't had no action. We went to the track. I went to the track one time since then. You know what I mean? Since March 22nd. You know, just been sitting back. The car was in the shop for a good little while too. You know, but we went to the track one time, and Weaver turned me on with them drag radios. I'm gonna tell you, you talking about drive like a Cadillac? Shit, he won't lie about that. It's a different ride, man.
Well, I tell you what, you know, like I said, I may get out of here early and come on up there. You know, I got to feel real good over the next couple of days. But I'll tell you what, Dwayne, I'm going to keep your mic open. If anybody wants to go ahead and talk, go ahead and press your one button now. But before I go to the next caller, Dwayne, and Weeby, I have one question for the both of you guys. Do you guys represent a part of that DMV area, or are you guys like a big country and marketing? Out of the Blue Magic back half camp, but you guys say, now, that's all them. We don't stand alone. I'm representing my camp. I'm not representing no DMV. I'm from Virginia, but this is what I represent, Team Outlaws. So you guys are part of the DMV, or you guys just represent Team Outlaws wherever you guys touch down?
Well, now for that, Weavy.
First and foremost, we are Team Outlaws. But I am friends with the Horsemen, Blue Magic, Camaro, Slim, Virginia Slim. When we go out of state, you know, we together. Like, when I going out of town to track and I needed something, they don't have no problem. Here you go. Usually at Kenny Beecham and with the Horsemen, And Mr. White and all of them, hey, I needed stuff for my transmission. They came up, I needed tools, I needed this. They didn't say, no, you can't do it. So I, first and foremost, like Dale Horseman, I don't see Outlaws, but when we go out of state, we DMV, we represent it. I mean, when we win, they don't say, oh, they're from Virginia. No, we from DMV, the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area.
And it's not just local guys like that. It's like G Money, Greg Brooks.
Greg Brooks,
it's a lot of us. I mean, like, you know, we battle the Maryland boys, but I'm going to tell you something. I haven't met a better group of guys to race with. You know what I mean? Whether you're winning and losing or anything else, man, them boys, you have a good time. You know what I mean? That's what it's supposed to be about, you know? And like you said, when we go out of town and travel, man, we travel as DMV. You know what I mean? Them guys stick together. I mean, you know.
I tell you what, Dwayne, I like what you said because I can't stand. I mean, I literally hate a tight racer. When I come around with the camera and you're winning, you're happy as hell. You want to jump all in front of the camera and smile and show all the nubs in your head. And when you lose, you get tight like somebody pours salt over in your mouth or you wake up and have a bad day. And, you know, I like to be around a good guys, just like what you just mentioned. And I'm looking forward to seeing all you guys on the 24th and 25th for this weekend. It's going to be a solid weekend. I'm looking forward to it. I hope my partner, Detroit Hood TV, can make it out that way to help get some of this good footage. I hope the Motor City Mafia comes out and engages with you guys. And I'll tell you what, Dwayne, I'm going to leave your mic open. Reeve, I'm going to leave your mic open. If you guys happen to have background noise, please go ahead and mute your mic. I'm going on to the next call. And once again, you guys feel free to jump in whenever you can. If I got a little bit of background noise on my behalf, just bear with me. I'm trying to get something to eat about this kitchen.
Okay, great.
So 336-1773, go ahead and state your name for the show.
This is Shane Jr.
Shane Jr.
Oh, Lord.
The Black Mamba.
Okay. What's going on, sir? How you doing today?
Nothing much. Just sitting out here looking at the truck.
Looking at the truck. Well, you know what? I'm sitting out here. I'm looking at this taco I'm about to sink my teeth into. So, Mama, what you got going on? What do you have anybody planning to engage with this weekend?
Do I have any plans on engaging with anybody, or do I have a certain person?
Both. Go ahead and give me the answer to both questions.
Well, I'm not coming all the way to Maryland to watch. I can say that.
Okay, well, I'm pretty sure you got a target in the eye. You know, you're going to get up some talk about it, so you got an idea of what color that target you want, right?
You sound muffled. I couldn't hear you.
I said, I'm pretty sure you have some type of idea about who you might want to engage with this weekend, correct?
Yeah. I mean, it really don't matter. If I feel compatible racing with them, it don't matter who it is on the trim.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, for those who don't know, such as some of the brothers from out of Chicago that's on the line, Chuck, let the people know what kind of car you have, sir, and how you sit.
You talking to me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I got a straight head, small block truck, cast intake, one carburetor on 28. All steel.
Okay, all steel. Okay, is that stock suspension or ladder bar?
Ladder bar.
All right, there you have it. So for those who are not familiar with Black Mamba, who's on the show, now you know what he has. If you plan on being at MIR this weekend, go ahead and give him a shout out right now. Press the one button to holler at him. And as a matter of fact, the way you sound, I think you might have somebody. I'm going to see if Scooby from out of Mississippi is going to try to make it up that way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I'll do it. Scooby.
Oh, yeah, we've been talking. We got to run.
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to see if Scooby can't make it up that way. I'm going to see what his plans are. I'm going to see exactly what his plans are. But I'll tell you what, Black Mamba, your mic is open. Anybody else want to say something?
Go ahead and press the one button right now. I'm going to leave your mic open. Let's go to 631-9294. Your mic is open. State your name for the show, please.
What's up, Gunner?
What's going on, bro? Oh, this is the Long Island Show.
Yeah, I'm out on the road. Trying to head on back.
All right, Joe. You're heading on back. Okay. Have you been listening to this show, Joe?
Yeah. You coming a little muffled up. I don't know. My phone or...
It might be me. I think, you know, you're coming through a little choppy yourself.
But, yo.
Yeah, go ahead,
Long Island Joe.
Can you hear us, sir?
Yeah, you're coming a little muffled up. I don't know what's going on, but it's coming a little muffled.
All right. Joe, you got a little bit of background noise right now. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, Joe, once again, you have a little bit of background noise, but when you get situated, you want to come on back to the show? Or would you like to go ahead and talk to your listeners right
okay,
now?
Okay, Gunner. How are you now?
That's a little bit better. I do hear a little bit of static, though. There is some static coming through.
There's some static coming through my phone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm riding on the road, so I believe like 20 minutes, and I'll give you a call back. But
right now, make sure you get in touch.
You can hear me good?
I hear you pretty good right now, Joe. Go ahead and talk to your people. Talk to your listeners out there, and I'm going to go ahead and take the show. And if you fade out, I'll be here listening. Go ahead and come back in and pick it up for you.
Well, you know what I was going to call you about, because your man, I meant to ask you about that, the guy from Mount Vernon that wants to run still.
I did. I tell you what, Joe, when you get situated, when you come off the road, because I want everybody to hear that real good, we'll go ahead and we'll get Mac on the phone, and we'll hash it out and let the people know that we have Mount Vernon, Money Making Mount Vernon, will be at MIR this weekend.
Okay. Sounds good. So I'll come back on as soon as I stop.
All right, Joe, sounds good. We'll be here waiting for you. Phil, where you at, Phil?
I'm quite sure you're on there somewhere making some peanut butter and jelly cookies.
No, he's getting ready for the weekend, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I tell you what. Yo, can you, while you're driving, can you let some of the people know some of the Watson races or some of the races that you guys have coming? I will let you know that Chuck did call into the show. And Chuck said that Fade the Black cannot make it to this particular race. They had something happen in the family, some personal thing that came up. And I guess he'll give you a call a little later on and give you the rundown on that.
Okay, I hope everything's all right.
I hope everything is okay, too.
Well, you know, I know already, I got Corvette coming back out there, Drew. Him and that Malibu ran before, and I'm hearing the Malibu wants to do it again when they ran at Capitol. Well, you heard Extreme himself. He said he's going to be there looking for some action. Dwayne, we know Dwayne definitely going to be looking for action. We know Weezy, he locked in off the trailer. He coming straight down Pink Warrior. Then we got Pink Warrior and Django. They're doing it. Quite sure I think LaRusso might be getting on the mic tonight. You know, and I got a Carolina Killers. They said they're gonna try to make it up there with their car. They should be just about ready. We got Candy Crusher, they're coming. You got Goldie, they'll be in the house. So I tell you, we got a host of a little bit of everybody, you know, and it should be. Anybody should be able to get a run. I don't care who it is. If you say somebody ain't had something for you, you'll have something there that day. If you didn't want to, that's the only way you don't get a run is you don't want to run. That's it. So there's going to be plenty of races ready to roll.
Yo, can we find out if Tony Bonds is bringing his truck to the tomorrow?
I won't know that until tomorrow because I don't know if he's going to bring a truck or the Mustang. So he had a couple things. Then again, he might bring them all. Might bring both of them. But I know he's definitely coming.
So, right, Joe, I got one more question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Is it any way possible that Pete Dent to ever put juice on that Camaro he got?
I'll let him answer that. He'll be on the phone a little bit later on today.
Well, I can't wait to hear it, man. You know, I would love
right. What do you have that wants to run Pete Dent? That's what they
do. See, I got Scandal Chuck from out of Shottown saying he's going to run Pete Dent. But he ain't taking nothing off his car. He didn't put it on the car.
And
is he a conventional? Is he a conventional? Just tell me something. Is he a conventional head?
He said he is.
Oh, okay. Well, we might end up working. We might work something out some way. What I'll do is I'm going to get off the phone right now, but I'm going to give you a call back in like about 20 minutes and we'll be running through here.
I don't have an earpiece, so I'm holding the phone in my ear, and I can go through town here. But as soon as I find out, I'll have him call in, and I'll definitely let you talk to him on the phone live.
All right, there you have it. All right, Long Island Joe, we're waiting for you in the next 20 minutes. Come on back, top it up with the listeners.
Okay. All right, Gunner. Thanks for holding.
All right. Not a problem, not a problem. All right, let's go to the next caller, 631-8443. Your mic is open. Go ahead and take the name for the show.
Hey, this is Fort Speed Dwayne calling in. I'm from the north of Long Island Joe. Listen, you know, I'm going to bring a 71 Chevelle stock suspension, naturally aspirated with a four-speed behind it. You know, and I'm looking to come down on 25th, you know, have some fun.
All right. And I'm sorry, sir. State your name one more time.
Four-speed Dwayne.
Four-speed Dwayne.
Yep.
Hey, Weeby. Weeby, your mic is open. Do you have anybody from the DMV area ready to engage with four-speed Dwayne? Does anybody come to your mind? I might want to engage a four-speed Dwayne. But what do you have?
With an all-motor, that's a pretty car?
Yeah.
30, well,
3,100 pounds. Stock suspension 29.
No, I don't know right off hand. Only natural rated car in our camp right now was D-Rod, the slut. And we got a Firebird, but he's not together yet. I mean, he's together, but he ain't going to make the race on the 25th. But I can probably make some phone calls in the blog if you're going to be there.
Four-speed Dwayne, are you there?
What's that?
Four-speed Dwayne, are you there?
Yeah, I'm
all right.
Here.
All right.
Well, shake it down, you know, come down, shake it down, you know, put it in gear, you know, learn to go in gear the way I want it. You know, be ready.
What size tire on it?
29.
Yeah, I'll see what I can put in the work, see what we got going on. Pretty sure we can accommodate you, though. We're looking for some action. There's going to be plenty of cars that sit like that I'm probably not familiar with that's from, you know, the Maryland area or something like that. The DC area that can give you a whole lot of action.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, well, I'll tell you what, Mr. Forsberg, Dwayne, is there any way on the internet there's some pictures of your car so we can go and check you out and see what you look like and see how good you look before the 25th?
No.
I'm impatient. I don't want to wait for the 25th. I want to see what you look like now.
I don't have none on the internet now, but I could post them. You know, I could post it up.
Could you please? And if you do post it up, where can we find it at?
I'm going to let you know in about 20 minutes. I got two sites that I can put it on, but I got to see which one I'm posting on. All right.
Okay. I do also want to let everybody know that clocksoff.com is a website that I have. It will be changing this week. It will be expanded this week to include everybody, to include grudge races from across the country. So once again, I want everybody to go ahead and begin to log on to www.clocksoff.com. That is www.clocksoff.com. I will also be posting the race from Capital. I will be putting up the whole race from Capital from this past October. So you can go ahead and check that race out for free. And the new expanded website should be launched by Sunday. But in the meantime, the forum is up and running right now. You can go on and engage and see what everybody else is doing in other parts of the country. So once again, www.clocksoff.com.
Okay.
All right. Moving on along, I'll tell you what. VB and Dwayne. Dwayne, you had a little bit of static in your background. I guess you're driving down the road. I have your phone on mute, but I'm going to go ahead and open your mic up again.
I'm on my house phone.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry about that. Well, Dwayne, your mic's open again. I got a question for you on VB. Do you feel as if... Okay, we got static coming back in again. I don't know what that is. Let me... Hey, Dwayne, yes, that's definitely coming from your end. I don't know what the problem is. I don't know where it's coming from.
Is it me?
Yes, it's definitely you. As I mute your mic, it goes away.
Maybe it's just fan. I got it. I don't know. Let me cut
you know,
this
that
off.
Might be what it is. Fan. That might be what
it is. It might be. Was static coming if I got my cell phone close to the phone?
I'm sorry. Say again, sir.
My cell phone might be doing it.
Clear. Right, how about that? Yeah, it's gone now. It's gone now. But Weeby and Dwayne, let me ask, who would be some of the premier grudge racers from out of Virginia, other than yourselves?
Slim Williams, Brown, all the Browns, Brother Brown, William Brown, Kenny Beecham, Gene Stevens, Little Tony with the Green Hornet, Marvin Carter. Man, it's a lot of them. A lot of guys I respect in the grudge racing game. And then not even just from Virginia. You got G Money out of Maryland. You got Shakedown out of Maryland.
Cubby.
Cubby. Yeah, I forgot about him. Cubby. I mean, I didn't forget
Jason Gray.
Yeah, Jason Gray. I mean, it's a lot, man. Even those slow-ass Wicked Birds.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Now, out of all these races that you guys have in the DMV area, how did you guys list? Okay, I gotta hit your reach your mic again real quick, Dwayne.
Okay.
You're getting a lot of background, but I'll check back in with you in a second. If you can reach your mic, if you can reach your phone, Dwayne, until you get ready to talk, now that you leave your mic open for when you want to jump in.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right. I'll tell you what. How did the DMV area let New York get by them continuously? New York has got by you guys twice already. Now, I know about it. What's going on with that, Weeby and Dwayne?
Well, I guess it's New York time. Well, hey, a dog that shit fast don't shit long.
Exactly.
So it's gonna be DMV time, too. You know what I mean? So it ain't going to be... Everybody going to get to taste it.
Well, you know, I don't know. It seems like Long Island Joe got a rabbit foot glued to the side of his ass.
White Joker boy, I mean, good Lord, he be getting away. He bring his guys down. They be doing something, you know, they be doing something real ugly. And, you know, all I can go by is
what I'm hearing about what's supposed to happen this weekend. I'm excited. I can't wait to see the races. I can't wait to smell that racing fuel. I can't wait to smell that rubber burn. So what? If there's anybody else out here that wants to go ahead and engage with any of the races, ask anybody any questions. As you see, we have a 275 man in the house right here. So if anybody has any questions for Weeby about those drag radios, being that he can make these cars fly with these drag radios on, Weeby, you wouldn't mind answering a few questions, would you?
No, I don't mind.
Okay. Well,
I'm going to tell you what, right now, I don't have any questions off the top of my head. But I do know that you said you have to have double adjustable everything all the way around the car. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. I mean, it worked without it, but it's better to get down the track a lot more. You got a lot more tuning with the suspension.
Okay. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wait for Long Island Joe to come on in.
I'm kind of running out of steam as I'm still getting familiar with a lot of you racers up on the Northeast. But I do want to ask a question. Can you guys classify William Brown as a grudge racer?
Yes. Me, myself, personally, yes.
Yes. Why?
Yes.
Why?
Well, I seen him grudge race, and I seen him class race, and he done, and this is my opinion, some people not, but, you know, I am optimistic with this stuff. I'm open to it, and I don't hate on nobody. But at what he's doing, class racing, and I seen him grudge race, I mean, he does it good. He does it well. Not taking nothing away from him. I give him his props. I've seen him win championships in class racing, and I've seen him win a lot of big races in grudge racing. I mean, he drives some of the fastest cars in grudge racing, if you look at it, from the DMV area.
Okay, well, let me ask you another question. How does William Brown fit into that equation? He's a class racer, so no grudge car should run him. Being that he's able to grudge and class race, how do you feel he fits into that equation?
Well, he drives his Pontiac class racing, and then he grudge races with Slim Williams' car. Although he will grudge race his car, too, also, you know what I mean? But, you know, I've seen him grudge race the blue chips, and then I've seen him get in Slim's car. I mean, that's Slim's driver in the Nova.
Oh, but I'll tell you what. What's the name of his brother's car? What's the name of his brother's car?
The Jigaboo.
Oh, man. The Jigaboo. Yeah. Man, I don't like that car, man. I just don't like it. I do not like that car. And, you know, I hope he hears this, and I hope he calls in, and I hope he asks me why.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know, and you know, it's nothing personal. It's like me having a basketball team. You know what I mean? I got favorites, and for some reason, I just don't. You know, I look at that car, and I'm like, ah. You know what I'm saying? Every time I look at that car, it makes me throw up in my mouth. So, you know, man, it does, man. I'm not going to tell you no lie, man. When Donde went out there and whooped me, man, please, man. It's like, I don't know, man. That's like the neighborhood round the way girl car. When was the last time the Jigaboo won a race?
I would say last month he beat one of the Carolina boys with a Rambo Camaro. That camp, they beat him down either Outer Banks or Northeast Dragway. I mean, you got the car, got some wins. It's a good working car. I'm kind of scared to race it myself. But, you know, I would try it.
Ooh,
but I kind of
Weeby, you playing a political game now. You two-stepping mighty fast. Go ahead with your bad joke, bro. You're going to make everybody look good, huh?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, that's a good car. I'm cool with him, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I'm kind of, like I said, I'm kind of afraid to race them heads up. And I don't do too much begging unless I feel like they're faster than me, but I ain't going to run them heads up.
They ain't gonna run him heads up. Well, what would he have to give you for you to run him?
He gotta turn me out. He gotta give me some big tires and wheelie bars. You gotta give me the brake.
He gotta give you the brake.
Yeah, he can. Well, I
tell you what. Well, I tell you what. I like the way you said that. You will be at Virginia Motorsports Park on the 24th, right?
Oh yeah.
I tell you what, Dwayne, can you hold the line open and Weeby? Keep talking to the people out here on the show. Let me see if I can't get them brothers on the line. See if they'll turn you loose.
I ain't gonna go in reverse if they say yeah. I'm gonna tell you that.
Hey, listen. This is my job. It's nothing personal, but my job is to make sure I am thoroughly entertained when I spend my couple of $100 traveling from state to state, going through all them states to get to the track. I got to be entertained, man. I got to get all my money's worth. And after that, hey, I have to get it all. If I spend $300 I want to see all the race that I can see at that track that day. So, Weeby, Dwayne, Black Mamba, your mics are open. Go ahead and talk to the people while I see if I can get them brothers on the line.
Okay. But yeah, it's kind of funny that you asked me about that car because I sent him a text 2 weeks ago telling him I wanted some.
He talked you right into that one, Weaver.
Yeah, that kind of daggone funny because I sent Heavy a text telling him, man, give me something, man. It's your race. Wait, when I seen him at the Outer Banks, he was like, man, I got your text. But you wouldn't answer it back. I think that's when my phone died or something. I don't know. But he told me like I was running from him, but I can't raise some heads up. Give me a little something. We'll make it happen.
And I know we ain't the only three on this show tonight, Eric.
No. What you going to be ready for Saturday?
Yeah, I'll be ready. I mean, mine's sitting in the enclosure right now, waiting. You talking about the new edition?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, be ready. Be ready, you know.
Weeby, what's going on?
Uh-huh. What's up?
I didn't interrupt nothing. I didn't interrupt nothing too bad, did I?
Nah.
Well, I got William Brown on the line. Now, go ahead and tell that man what you said that you need in order to see him or to see his
brother.
Give
me the break. Give me the break with the Jigaboo, 8 Mile.
Mm-hmm. And you will be willing to do that on 24th at BNP, right?
Yep.
Mm-mm. Why are you begging for?
Because he's faster than me.
Well, if you already know that, you shouldn't be begging. You should just step back and watch.
Well, I kind of walked into that. Gunna Pick set me up for it.
I don't, me and Mr. Brown spoke the other day. He talked about his brother's car, and I told him how much I didn't like your brother's car. I told him how much I didn't like the Jigaboo. And he said,
he said how much
he worked. I told him how much I did not like the Jigaboo. I ain't never liked the Jigaboo all my 40 years of living, and I ain't going to start tomorrow. I hated damn Jigaboo. I hate them mother. I hated Jigaboo.
You know what? You know, you talking about the Southern. Well, I ain't going to say that. You know who you're talking about when you talk about the Jigaboo, right? You better go look it up. You're talking about yourself. Stop talking about yourself.
Hey, Mr. Brown. Now, you and I know we had many conversations. You know what I'm saying? I know you would call me a Jigaboo because I know your eyes is a little funny color, and I know you may feel your genetics come into play, but nah, bro, I ain't talking about me, bro. No fun, no sir. No sir. Mr. Brown.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question. What's going on? What's going on the 24th, that Saturday? I do know that you and Larry T and Long Island Joe, all you guys are friends, all you guys are tight, and you guys worked it out. You guys have the Burt Jackson Memorial Day race that Saturday, 24th, and everybody's coming down, and then that following day, everybody's riding back on up to Maryland, which is, what is it, another 2.5 hours, 3 hours to MRR?
No, not even that far. Probably, yeah, right at two hours. 2 hours and 20 minutes, somewhere like that.
You know, well, you can't beat that with two sticks. I will be there on the 24th supporting. You know, if anybody likes the Gunna Pick videos on YouTube, I will be there. And I just want to take my hat off to you guys, how you guys are supporting each other. You guys have two big major events on the same weekend. And I really want to take my hat off to Long Island Joe and Larry T, Custom T's of DC Racing, because they could have, you know, Saturday is a big day for everybody. You know what I mean? Saturday, you know, everybody gets to go home and rest up on a Sunday if they choose to and then head on into work. They took the Sunday, and you guys have that Saturday, and I think that's great for drag racing. I think that's a beautiful thing you guys are doing.
And see, that's why we, you know, on Memorial Day weekend, mostly everybody get a 3-day weekend. So, you know, you do all your traveling Sunday night, and you rest up on Monday. You don't have to be back to work on Tuesday.
Okay, don't have to be okay.
But we try to, you know, we try to work together, and you know, because regardless of what we do and how we do it, it affects the grudge game, you know, and the promoters, and it affects the tracks, and it affects everybody. It affects the spectators. You know, you don't want to split nobody up. You don't want to split the cars up. You know, you don't want to run the tracks against each other either. Also, you know, because they're in business to make money, and you know, so we he picked he do his on Sunday, we do ours on Saturday, and we just collaborate and try to make everybody have a good full weekend of racing.
Mr. Brown, can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
How did you learn how to speak so eloquently? I mean, you speak so well.
My mama and my daddy taught me good manners. Plus, I got a bachelor's degree, so.
Man, we don't need to hear all that extra shit. We don't need to hear all of you bastards. Ain't nobody
asked
you
asked me.
All that. Don't nobody care about that.
You asked me. I was telling you, they helped me out.
You just want to show me that you a smart Jigaboo, don't you?
No, I ain't worried about smart. Smartness ain't got nothing to do with drag racing. The smartest person in drag racing.
I know you just didn't say that being smart ain't got nothing to do with drag racing. Man, stop. You just told a blatant lie.
Well, no, being educational, book knowledge don't have nothing to do with drag racing.
Man, stop. It has a lot to do with drag racing. If you can go in there.
Knowing how to read.
There you go. So that's book. Isn't that book knowledge? Hey, man, I'm finna put you in my electric chair. So, William Brown, what's going on this Saturday? What can we expect to see between the class racing that you got going on and then the grudge racing on that Saturday?
All right, May 24th, second annual Burt Jackson Extravaganza. We got $3,000 guaranteed purse to the bracket card. Hold on, let me make sure. I'm trying to remember this, but I got to – let me look at the flyer. All right. I want to make sure I get these numbers right because you know how people read. Hey, look, you know how people read.
Mm.
I got it. I was right. I was going in the right direction. I just think, you know, people try to burn you up for saying the wrong thing. Then they say, that ain't what you said. All right.
Yeah,
$2,400 guaranteed purse on 590 class. $75 entry fee. And many people don't do it. I don't know nobody to do it. But I have first round buyback in the 590. That's heads up, 590. 590 index. You got a first round buyback for that.
We got $3,000 guaranteed purse for top ET. Buyback round one and two for all your class races. Then we got a running back, shoot small block shootout. $200 buy-in, open field. The more cars, the more money. And then $200 on top for me. Winner takes all, small block, one stage, one carburetor, 2,600 pounds, any suspension, any tie size, clocks off, heads up, Pro Tree A for mile.
I like that. But William, go ahead. What else you got?
Oh, well, we got a lot of grudge races. My memory is bad because I used to get wild back in the day, so I don't have a lot of them. I don't have the grudge matches locked up that's locked in right in front of me. But I was just on Pro Stock Joe show, and I think Short Dog and Pee-wee just locked in for Saturday. And I think Kevin Hunt from New York was locking in with somebody. We got some guys from Richmond that's locked in. I think one got a small block, one got a big block. Jigaboo for the runner, Riddick, Rambo Camaro from down in Carolina. I supposed to run Mean Gene and possibly Blue Magic, but they calling trying to back out.
What Blue Magic? Which Blue Magic?
Big Country and the Board. He talking about bringing a Pro Mod.
Okay, but you said they called and tried to back out. Not Country.
Yeah.
Man, stop.
Yeah, it's supposed to be me running the back half the same race we run last year because they picked on me running the race. Now they talking about, no, we're going to bring the same kind of car. You got a chassis car. But it's a Pro Mod. It's a real Pro Mod. And they want to run me like that. I was like, nah, I ain't going to do that. I ain't going to do nothing stupid. You know, I ain't got no Pro Mod. My car is far from a Pro Mod. And anybody that say it is, I'll break it down for them and tell them why it ain't a Pro Mod.
Single frame rails, double frame rails. We all know that already. You know, and you got the little, what you call a little 632 in there, huh? That's running real fine, right?
665, look, two stages are nice as well. Would that qualify in the Pro Mod for you? No will.
And you said they want to back out? Man, stop playing. Amazing. Okay, I'll tell
yeah.
you what.
They want me to get them the back tie. They want me to get them the back tie. And they car just is not faster than mine.
So you're saying they're trying to get a guaranteed win?
Yeah, that's all they're trying to do. You know how Big Country,
hold
come
on,
man.
Second.
You
let me
already
get Country
know.
Out of line. Hey, Weeby and Dwayne and Black Mama, your mic's open. Hold the show down until I get Big Country on the phone. Let me get down to the bottom of this.
Hey, Big Country told me the Joker's Wild was going to come down to Piedmont the last race, and I was looking for him. I went to talk to him. They couldn't find him for some reason.
And we're supposed to run with the Jigaboo. We're supposed to run Big Country with their, I guess, their Blue Mustang, small tire.
Yeah, Joker's Wild.
Right. We're supposed to run him, get him the back tie or something in the quarter mile, but I don't know what they're talking about. We'll see. How about with them? You don't get no lock then until you see him.
Well, I tell you, Country been blowing my phone up all day today. I just tried to get him on the phone. His phone went straight to voicemail. So, I don't know what.
Well, you know, you don't get no service in the bushes.
If we all know Country, we know Country.
Man, if Country came on his phone, all we would hear is motherfuckers and bitches and goddammit and this, that, and the third, and I'm going to run your ass. That's all we would hear for the next 30 minutes, and that's it. And we all know that. You know what I mean? That joke could be at the house slobbing in the damn mouth like a damn dog. He'd be so damn mad trying to keep me. You know.
Hey, Johnny, anybody will tell you, even Weeby or anybody that has been to the Burt Jackson thing, it's good, man. He got all this family. Well, we got all this family that come in, his wife, his daughter, and I give them a substantial amount of the money that the proceeds that we take in for the race, you know, to take care of them, help them through college or whatever, you know, pocket money, whatever they want to use it for. And we cook, get free food. We got fish, chicken, beans, and corn going out this year. You eat till it's all gone, and 9 times out of 10, man, you eat all night long.
Is it buyback to the 590 class?
Yeah, one round buyback, first round only. That's it.
That's about as fast as I can go anyway with my damn truck. I might as well go get in that.
So, you know, we got.
Y'all hear that bullshit?
Yeah, I hear that. Yeah, I've seen the Black Mamba plenty of times on the damn internet, man. Come on, stop, man. Stop, please stop.
I'm serious.
Yeah. The guys that like to run quarter mile, we got eighth mile and quarter mile. If you want Chester Troll, 8 mile or quarter mile, everything going to be pro trier. Everything going to be clock solid. So, you know, it's going to be a good old thing. We're going to have fun, good old time at the racetrack, everybody included. We don't exclude nobody. White, black, Chinese, Puerto Rican, slow, fast, class, good. We don't exclude nobody. It's open to everybody, kids, wife, everybody.
Well, look here, let me ask you, Rusty William, what time does the gates open up?
Well, the gates open up at 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. Gates open up 10 a.m. Class racing and testing tune starts at 12. The shootout, that small block shootout, starts at 5 o'clock, and all racing starts at 11. So you get your man and get what you got to get, and we start, the track closes at 11.
Oh, right. William Brown, will you be in MIR the following day?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the whole weekend. We leave there that night, go in
like
that night, and we go right on up the road, get in the hotel. Matter of fact, I got Tony Barnes and them following me. We all at the same hotel like we did last year. We get up in the morning and head to MIR, which is probably, for where we stay at, probably 15, 20 minutes.
Hey, William, can I get the pull-out couch?
We'll pull-out couch.
In the hotel. Can I get the pull-out couch in your room? On the hotel?
Yeah, if you pull it out in the hallway.
I got you, Gunny. Team Outlaws got you, Gunny.
Hey, I appreciate that. You know, we're expecting a few guys from out of Chicago to come in this ring and just spectate. A lot of the cars up there are still not ready yet. You know what I mean?
Okay.
They're having a little bit of problems, but we got a few guys coming from out of Chi-Town just coming to spectate. William, you are safe this year. The Jigaboo is safe this year. Chi-Town's Most Wanted called in Long Island Joe Shirley's show earlier, and he said they will not be making it to this race, to this event, this particular time. They had some things go down in their family. I think something happened, and they're going to have to sit this one out. But they said they'll be most definitely be at the next one, which I'm sure that'll be August.
That's lucky for him.
No, that's lucky for y'all. You know I'm a Midwest supporter, man. Watch your mouth so I can get them brothers on the phone.
Hey, you gotta show me. Don't talk about it.
Man, they showed you last year. Ain't nothing to show, man. Ain't nothing to show. What you want to put the video?
Oh, you talking about? Oh, Donnie, please, man. Look, when I get a hold of his hind parts again, cuz you ain't even gonna worry about that. They gonna sell the whole operation. They gonna get out of Greg's.
Oh, I tell you what, listen, we got a pretty good show going tonight. I'm not even going to let that shit talking, that back and forth stuff go back and forth, but I just want you to know that, you know, William, I know that you gained a lot of knowledge from your class constituents, but I don't know, but y'all got your work cut out for you every time y'all see them shots out, brother. Y'all got your work cut out for you.
Oh, yeah. I don't want no cakewalk shit. I mean, hell, you go out there and play with little kids and guarantee you'll win. I want to go out there and race with some real men.
All you want is a cakewalk. You know it. Man, I don't want a cakewalk, dog. I'm stuck with all my life. What's wrong with you? Your whole life been a cakewalk. And you got lot of eyes and curly hair. Man, listen, I couldn't even get on the porch.
We ain't worried about the horses and stuff. That was all about for the honey. That's all the women want to see.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Other than that, they didn't give me no special treatment.
Y'all know you might hate good.
Hey, tell them again. Tell them again. That's like being a fool up now. your head is the size of my one head. I mean, you know, shit. It takes two of my heads to make yours. You tell me you ain't eat good as big as you are.
But one thing about that, you can talk about the size of my head, but there's a lot of knowledge up there to fill it up.
Yeah,
I know where you got it from, too, because they're going to keep it from me, but they're going to give it to you willingly. Hey, you know why. You know why. Hey, but it's all good for those out there. Listen, I'm just out here cutting up, having a little bit of fun with Mr. Brown. He said he got Indian in his family, so, you know, I'm taking the tags every time. But I tell you what, once again, it's going down May 24th this weekend. We're setting up for Virginia Motorsports Park. It's going down for the Burt Jackson Memorial Day race, followed by that Sunday. We have Custom Tees Racing of D.C. is going down with Long Island Joe, Larry T. That race goes down every year. This race has been around for years. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. William, I do want to ask, what is your gatekeeper for spectators and what is your test and tune fee?
You said what now?
What is your gatekeeper for the spectators?
Oh, $20 for spectators. Kids 12 and under free. I think because of them with it, because the way it's track set up, you got a big field outside, but everybody wants to park in with all the rooms. So they're going to charge a $5 per car to park inside where the pit's at, and once you get inside, you inside. You know, that's just what they do. You know, they do it at all the shows, Super Chevy show, so there's not nothing extra that I put on there. That's just what they charge per car to go in because, you know, you're mingling with the race cars once you go inside the gate. So, I mean, if you're willing to pay that $5 per car to get in there and be closer to the, you know, your car with the bleachers, or either you can park outside and it's just $20 general admission, you know, per person.
Man, I got an extra $5. That's nothing. That's nothing for my car.
Okay.
Convenience. I got an extra $5.
Well, that's how most people figure, you know, extra $5, you're right there, you can roll your cooler, do whatever you want to, you're right there by your car. So, that's cool. $35 test and tune car and driver. You test and tune all day as many times as you can get down the track.
Okay, I'll tell you what, William, I'm going to ask you one more question, then I'm going to go to the next caller. We have one more caller in the queue. Mr. Brown, can you let the people know who's not familiar with the Burt Jackson Memorial Day race, what is it? And can you let them know who Burt Jackson was and what he meant to the racing game?
Yeah, Burt Jackson, first of all, Burt Jackson was, you know, he started off good racing. I used to match race with him. I used to watch him when I was younger at MIR with the Teal Green Camaro. They used to match race and come up there on Wednesday nights for Mountain Motor Pro Stock. And he started driving NHRA Pro Stock, IHRA Pro Stock, which is the Mountain Motor Cars. And he did real good in ADRL, and he got killed 2 years ago down in Rockingham. And I was there to witness all of it. And me and, you know, Burt stayed probably an hour and 15 minutes from me. He hauled cars. He had a company that hauled cars back and forth down this way. So he used to call us every day and come by, sit by, and we go out and eat breakfast. So he's a real good friend of mine. And I have a daughter. I have a 16-year-old daughter. So in my heart, you know, I felt like, you know, what would I want somebody to do for me that's supposed to be a good friend to do for my daughter if anything ever happened to me? So I thought about that, and I asked his wife before I even did anything about the race or promoted the race or even, you know, got a date for it. I asked her, could I do it? And she said, sure, you know, y'all was real tight and blase blah. She said she don't want nothing off of the blase, whatever, whatever. But like I told her, I'm going to give some anyway because that's my whole thing of doing it, to support him, you know, to keep his memory around and also to support her and the family and the girl as much as possible because everybody knows after a funeral, so everybody around giving chicken and sodas and cards, you know, that day or that day after. But, you know, years to come, you know, who's gonna chip in a little where it's needed today, years and days to come after. So, you know, I thought about that, thought about myself, thought about my daughter, and that's why I'm doing it. Hopefully it can keep going on and on.
All right, there you have it. That's a beautiful thing. And, as you know, you just said everybody's giving the cars in Minnesota, but that doesn't stop the bills from coming on in. So, once again, I hope that we can do this Burt Jackson Memorial Day race for the next 50 years until my hair turns cold. And I tell you what, William Brown, if you want to hang on the line, you can. If you've got some other things to do, we understand. But let me go to the next caller, 540-4498. Your mic is open. What's your name for the show, please?
It's Short Dog. It's Short Dog. Hey, Brown ain't got nowhere to go. William don't have nowhere to go.
How you doing, Short Dog? What's going on, my friend? I haven't spoken to you in a long time.
All right, what's going on, Gunner? How you doing, Mr.
All right, man. I'm good. I tell you what, I do hear that you will be at Virginia Motorsports Park on the 24th. I'm looking forward to seeing you. And,
if you don't see me the 24th, you see me the 25th.
Oh, man, no. I'm going to see you both days. I'm going to see you the 24th and the 25th. Is that correct?
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Oh. There you go. Both days I'm looking to see you, and I tell you what, who are you looking to engage with? Is anybody looking to engage with on any of the days?
Well, yeah, we had two. We're going to engage with Nate with a Mustang, and we have Pee-wee, them that we going to do it Saturday and possibly Sunday. We didn't want to do it Saturday, but we all both going to be there at Birch thing. I go every year with William Brown, them, so, you know, I'll be there. So the guy called driving, they just going to engage there, so. So that's what we're doing.
Well, let me ask you a question. What car are you behind the wheel now? I understand from the last time I spoke to you, you were trying to sell Black and Yellow. Is that correct?
Black and Yellow gone.
Black and Yellow gone. What
do you have in the fleet? Yeah. Well, I built another Camaro, just like Black and Yellow, but I'm driving somebody else's Mustang.
Okay, you're driving a Mustang right now. Okay,
yeah.
Well, how's that
yeah.
Mustang set up, sir?
It's a tennis car, tie car. This is basically back half, 10-5 car.
Okay. All right. And, I'll tell you what. I'll be looking forward to seeing that car Saturday and Sunday. And, I get some little footage. I love cutting up with you. You're real witty. You got a sharp tone. You take nothing personal. You know how to cut back up with me, man. And as a matter of fact, I have learned to stop fucking with you, short dog. Because, you're like the Indian dude from Street Fighter. You like to throw the fire back. Sometimes I just can't stand it. Shit. It should get too hot in the kitchen sometimes.
It's all right. Don't worry about it. I ain't gonna burn you. It might get warm. I ain't gonna burn you.
Fuck that. You can burn my ass like 2 or 3 times already. Shit. I don't believe you on that one. But I tell you what, short dog, is anybody that you'd like to address on actually questions to? Who we have on a show right now, we still have William Brown on the line. We have Weeby from out of Virginia on the line. We have Dwayne on the Slut, Black Mamba. And all these people have their hands up in the air, and they are open to talk and ready to take questions and chop it up.
Well, I mean, like I said, we're just trying to engage. And like I said, whoever's going to be there, if they sit like we sit, we're trying to engage on Sunday.
Okay. Well, let me ask you a question. Does a Blue Magic sit like you?
No.
Okay. Now, why does not Blue Magic sit like you?
The Blue Magic Camaro?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's a different. That's a different whole setup.
So you guys are a lot slower than Blue Magic.
Okay.
So you guys looking for a slower car to engage with. I'm sorry, say again, sir.
Sure, dog.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about somebody else, man. I said the car's not prepared.
Go ahead. I'm listening. You got the floor right now.
No, I was just telling you. You asked me about the Blue Madden. I'm just telling you we don't feel like. We don't talk about parts and pieces on cars. You know that.
Oh, man, I didn't know. I thought you were feeling funky today. You thought you were going to tell me something.
Nah. No.
I don't know. Hell, you might have some of that brown shit in the cup or whatever. You might, you know.
I'm not drinking no corn liquor. No corn liquor.
Okay. All right, because I know if you get a piece of chicken in that corn liquor, man, I'm telling what the hell you lobby to tell. Shit. So,
I don't have nothing to tell.
All right. Whatever you have it, I tell you what, we're still waiting for Long Island Joe to come on the show. Short Dog, can you tell me anything that's going on at the Custom Tees race on the 25th? Do you have any details about the race?
Yeah, well, we have, I do know it's, that I can speak on, that I know it's like 5 races that's locked in. I do know that. And,
okay, what five is that?
Well, we have Cubby is locked in with somebody, you know Cubby with the Mustang. He's locked in. The guy, Sean, with his gray Mustang, they're locked in with someone. And, well, the Four Horsemen, they're not locked in now because they hurt the motor last week. So that canceled that race. So I guess they'll try to do something else. And, Big George, he's definitely going to engage with anybody. He don't care if he lose. He like losing. He mad with money. So that's 3 that I can say that's locked in that I do know. But you know how it is, Gunny, when you know guys racing before for one race, they hurt their stuff the week before, so you can't always count on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's just racing. But ladies and gentlemen, we have your host on the line, Long Island Joe. Come on in, Joe. Talk to your listeners.
I tell you, he was throwing out a couple races, but I know Django and Pink Warrior definitely going to do it. And, like, Willie B and Pink Warrior going to do it off the trailer. You got a guy from Mount Vernon that called me up. And he knew how to call how to steal truck runs, and he's seen and everything. He wanted to run them just over from last year. Now, you know and I know, he's seen it run. We didn't see him run. We willing to go off the trailer or either go out there regardless on the next run or whatever. So you can get in touch with him if you want, Gunner. I mean, they both sit alike. That's what he said. So it's all right with me as long as you come with the 4150 carburetor and small tires. Still, we'll try it. So I'll back him up on it. So it's up to you, Gunner, to get that going. I know everybody said a lot of guys don't like to run in the blind. I don't really care for it, but I said I'll do it. Well, Phil said he want to do it, so we're gonna let him do it. So we don't mind going out there. Big George, I guess he'll be eating cookies when we get there. So wait for that race. I know Dwayne will be there. I think I got a race for Dwayne. I'll be talking up to him later on. I got a Malibu up here that's looking for a race, and they both sit alike. So I think they're going to end up racing that. I think I'm probably going to lock that one in. I'm going to talk to Dwayne to see what he wants to do to make sure. But Boss Hog, he'll be there with his Duster, and he's looking for something to do. If anybody's got anything out there, small block Chrysler. You know, he's looking for small tires, stock extensions. Definitely something going on. But it should be pretty interesting to see a week. And I'm not sure if somebody's mic is open, but I know we're going to have a pretty good amount of crowd. I don't know. I know a lot of guys said they're coming. A lot of guys coming from down south. I know me and Larry T was talking about the food. We'll have the food there for everybody, so everything should work out good. We also got the 50-50 raffle, and you get the 50-50 raffle. You'll be the money will be first, and then you have a big screen TV for the second prize. Also, the lady with the best hairdo or haircut, whatever, she wins $200 plus a gift certificate to Victoria's Secret. So that's another thing we're giving up. No entry on that. And it should be, we're just trying to make sure everybody has fun and everybody can enjoy. You know?
Hey, Penny, you let Johnny know. Don't go try to get no hairdo so he can try to go to Victoria.
Well, you never gonna wear a thong, too? Look, he can't fish. I don't know if you've seen that thing on DVD, on Facebook over there. He go in there and show how that little tiny fish he put in there. I thought it was fake. I said, I'd be ashamed to go up there and say, oh, I just caught these here little fish, these fish here. I thought it was bait, how small it was. And, oh, man, at least lie.
You know I had to get him. You know I had to get him because he's really surprising me. He ain't getting on me, Long Island. He ain't getting on me today.
Nah. He tried to rope people in, though. You see, he did some slick junk on Weezy trying to set him up.
Oh, that's what he did. Okay. Oh, he already got people before I got on. Okay, that's what
yeah.
It was. Okay.
He did some slick stuff on Weezy. Gotta call somebody up. Gotta make a face call. Hey, he's slick now. Gunning kind of these slick on him over there.
Yeah, you gotta watch him.
Yeah, you definitely do.
Hey, Joe.
You know, and like I said, Donald's over there, he's gonna be looking for something. I know he told me that he's definitely looking for something that fits like him. He's looking for something, Joe. So it should be some good stuff. You know, really good. Wolfpack, I talked to Calvin earlier, you know. And Calvin told me, you know, he'll be back ready, you know. And he's always Wolfpack's always, I gotta give the guys do like to wait. Whatever they got there, they're gonna try something. I know they got a little Nova over there. Somebody's mic is open right now, so got a lot of background noise. I know Calvin and them will definitely be in the house. So we know it should be some good stuff with the Wolfpack because they'd always like to do something. I'm not sure which cars they're bringing, but they got a crew of cars. Like I said, Tony Bonds, I'm not sure exactly what he's bringing, but we know he's bringing something.
They're bringing the Watch Calm Down. Regal? What is it? Is that a Regal, Jeff?
I don't know which car. He got some cars.
Rambo's a Regal.
Regal, that's what he's bringing down. He's bringing the Regal. Because they're going to bring that in something else because they're going to both tracks.
Okay. Yeah, because I didn't know what he was bringing, so I know he's going to try somebody. You know, Tony, he'd like to come down. Candy Crush will be there. Goldie is definitely being out. Another G-Body. Goldie looking for something. He said he definitely looking for some action. So if somebody got something for Goldie, he's more than pleased. I mean, it should be pretty good. I think it's gonna be packed. I'll tell you that.
Hey, Joe.
A lot of action. And then I know there's a lot of leftover races that didn't get to happen. I know Pee Wee wanted to race Kevin Hunt, but I don't know the outcome of that. You know, I know he was talking about Pee Wee said he was running. He'll run Kevin Hunt 8 mile at Virginia and run a quarter mile at MI. So I don't know what the deal with that is. I'm not sure what the deal on that is. So that's something interesting. You know, I mean, Kevin had a little nitrous problem with his car this week. Young Stang and all the whole crew, they'll be there. They'll be in the house. And I'll tell you, Bud Light Coop should be there. And the whole 9 yards. Lance will be there with his Malibu. So,
hey,
we'll have
hey, Joe, was Don Ye coming? Was Don Ye supposed to be coming?
You know, I talked to Bookie, and Bookie said that they're working their butt off on the car. Because I know Bookie's trying to bring his car. And I didn't get to talk to Don Ye, but I talked to Bookie. He said they were working on everything.
Okay.
I know Chuck is not going to be able to make it because he had a little family problem, so we understood that. He made the last one with the Monte Carlo. You know, he's all right. He's a good guy. So I'll pray with him. If you need anything, you know, you can make a phone call anytime. But, yesterday, Young Stang had a nice victory over Bobby out there. He had a nice little money run going on in the English town. You know, they talk, you know what's so funny is, when you lose, they talk about it. When you win, they don't want to say anything about it. A win is a win. He took it. Got a little slippery, but he still came around. He drove the car. Both guys had to drive him. And he won. You know, that was a nice little money run. But I'm not sure exactly. Somebody got a speakerphone. The music phone, or it was pretty loud. It's coming on for us.
The last one he cut on, Jeff. That was the last call that he turned on. That
sounds like a pizza joint.
Yeah, that sounds like something.
That might be Big
George.
Ain't no pizza
George.
Joint here.
That's a Big George.
Is that the bottle?
Yes, sir, man. Did you get my text?
I just did.
Did you hear
the guy who was out trying to find out would you ever put nitrous in your car?
Would I put nitrous on my car? No.
Okay. So they had asked me about it, and I was like,
I'm set up now. I'm an actually aspirated guy. I mean, maybe somewhere down the line, but this is like, no. I mean, they would never work right now with this application.
Okay. No, because they were asking about it. That's why Gun and Six had asked me about it, since some guys, they were looking to run you, but they don't want to take nothing off, a conventional head off. They don't want to take nothing off us as well.
Well, I mean, like I said, I mean, we'll listen to any offers, you know what I mean? But like I said, you know, we come like we come. Now, like I said, you know, I had a little bit of an accident today, so I got to go with specialists tomorrow and see what's happening because, like I said, I don't know what they're going to tell me. But
oh, I didn't get that text.
Oh, you did? I texted you, yeah. I knocked the tip of my finger off this morning.
Oh.
Yeah, it kind of hurt. I'm sitting here. I texted her to you probably right before the show. I tried to let you know what was going on. Yeah, this morning about 11 o'clock, I was playing with my son. Yeah, what are you going to do? Hey, listen, you know, it's not the first, you know. And it was just a freak deal. I was playing with the sharpenings on my slicer, and the stone caught me and just drove my finger right into the blade. So I spent half the day over at the emergency room, and I got to go, like, I'm all bandaged up and got to keep it elevated and all this other stuff. And I got to go see a specialist tomorrow. They might have to graft or whatever because, like I said, I caught it on an angle. Like, say, like you're whittling wood. Well, that's what the tip of my finger looks like. Yeah, so, like I said, depending on what they say, they didn't even want me to come back to work and stuff like that. So, man, I got to be here. So I got to work. So I go to see a specialist tomorrow and see what they say. So, like I said, it's up in the air for this weekend right now because, like I said, it's just totally bummed out. It's just a freak thing how it caught me and just took the tip off. So hopefully we should be all right. I can't, you know, and that's what I wanted to let you know, what was going on.
No, you got to take care of yourself first.
I hear you. So I'm just a little bummed out right now, but, you know, shit happens, but it don't have to happen the week that I'm looking forward to, you know what I mean? Other week, I wouldn't even bother me.
Yeah.
So,
well,
like I said, if I'm not able to do anything with the car or whatever, I'll be down there, though. Like I said, I'm going to support. So, like I said, we're going to take a ride down just to get my head cleared and stuff like that. And, you know, like I said, depending on what he says tomorrow, how long I'll be down or what they have to do. So, you know, we'll see what happens, man.
Okay. Yeah, you just take care of that. Don't worry about that.
I've been looking forward to it. Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, but still, I mean, I've been looking forward to it. I mean, I've been eating it, sleeping it. I can't wait till the 25th to get down there. So,
I know. Everybody's been calling me up, and they all been trying to call us out, trying to get ready, and asking me, do they have this, do they have that? I said, I'm not sure, but next thing you know, I started getting calls, so we started getting some calls from everywhere, and they were saying they were coming. And so they want to be there. They want to know how to get there. I was like, okay. So I think it's going to be a, you know what I mean, like free-for-all. You know what I like about it is that nighttime. That's what I like.
Yeah.
We're running all the way to the night. You know, it's like a street race. So even though that you didn't get a race can happen with no problem.
That's basically how we were going down. Like I said, you know what I mean? Like I said, and there's a chance, like I said, you know, depending on what the doctor tells me tomorrow. But, you know, like I said, I mean, you know, we didn't have nothing locked in, but I'm sure, like I said, we got a bullseye on our back, and I'm sure we won't have making, you know, getting any races, especially, like I said, with Calvin from the Wolfpack and those guys. And, you know, but like I said, you know, we might be down, we might be hurt right now, but like I said, it shouldn't be too long of a turnaround time. I'm not looking forward to, you know, I can't see it being too long, you know what I mean? Just I got to see what the specialist says tomorrow.
Okay. Well, you just take care of that right now. We worry about the races later.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Joe.
Just take care of that first. It should be real interesting. I'll tell you that because, well, did you see? I seen a race on on YouTube with Young Stang and Bobby. That was a pretty good race.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was a good race. Good race, Joe.
Yeah, that was a good race. I looked at it. I was like, wow. Now, is Lamont on the other end?
Yes, it is. What's up, Joe?
Oh man, Lamont, this is what I want. You got to give us a report on this. What happened with the Mazda and the Mustang?
The Mazda went to sleep. The Mustang took off. So,
I know. I couldn't believe that one. I never seen nothing like that. I never seen Theo do that. I thought he was giving them the break.
Listen, when you put them lights on, you got to be ready. You can't be messing around. So that's what happened.
Man, yeah, there was a couple good races I seen.
Yeah, I was supposed to race him, but I guess if he raced out, he lost that race, he didn't race, so I said, all right.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, he took it real bad, so I was like, all right, well. But after this, I'm here, you're here, let's play. And he didn't want to do nothing. He's like, nah, he want to go home. So,
he want to take that win and go, right? I mean,
the reason I'm on the show, Joe, I want to know is when the guys that will make it coming, the guys that Firebird are coming. I'm coming down there, so I'm looking for some action.
All right. I'm going to be talking to Sean. Right now he's in a meeting, but I'll be talking to Sean like either late tonight or early in the morning.
Okay.
No
well,
problem.
Everybody got the, with the 67 Camaro, the clean Camaro.
Yeah.
Is he coming
to? I talked to him. But I gave him the flyer and everything. He was trying. He said he was going to make it.
Okay.
But I know that Firebird. The Firebird.
He going to be there?
The one you want. That's the one.
Yeah,
I'm going to and the Omega.
Yeah, Firebird, the Omega, and what about Street Clean? He coming to?
You know what? The problem is he's trying to get hold to him right now. He changed his
number. He was talking a lot of trash in House of Hope, so.
Did he say anything about running?
Yeah, I want to run him. He talked all that to my boy, so let's get it on.
Yeah, I would love to see that one. He's slowing down. He said no Mopar ever beat him.
But this ain't no regular Mopar. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping. I was hoping for that run to go off. But, it looked nice. I got to say, things kind of looking nice. I couldn't make it yesterday, but I couldn't go anywhere, really. A shot, but I wish I could have been there. Probably the guy wanted to go out and couldn't make it, but everything going through right now, I should be no problem. I think I'll be at William Brown's race first on Saturday, and then Sunday I'll be at Bud Creek.
Yep, so, I'll be at Bud Creek Sunday morning.
Yeah.
I'll be leaving my house going there.
Yeah, it should be a good one. It should be a good one. I know Donald said a couple of people coming out. Also, I think you got to what is this? I got a truck over there, a Dakota truck.
Mm-hmm.
That they're looking to race for it too. Small block truck on motor.
Yeah. Small block racing. They're looking for a race for that too.
Yeah, I've been hearing about that too. So there's plenty of races that anybody looking for a race, they can't say they didn't find a race. You know,
and did you talk to Lance? Lance wanted to try to reach Long Island Bowl in there, too.
Okay. Now, what are the stips on that? Is this the last week they can do it?
Well, Lance wanted to do it, and he said we were going to do it yesterday, but he had a problem. So he said he'd do it at your race. So.
Now.
I guess they want you to be the DP man because Steph can't be there.
That ain't no problem. You want me to be the DP man? That's no problem.
Yeah, I want you to be the DP man. That way I don't be no... You know, it is what it is. As long as we got what he got, give him a back tire.
That's no problem.
$3,000.
Ain't no problem. If you guys want to do it, you know, and y'all tell me what time y'all want to be in lanes by. And like they said, we at Bud Creek, if you decide you got another race, it's priority to the grudge races. This is all grudge races today, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll pull you guys right around. Whatever is going on, we just stop it and we're going to bring it right around. We're going to have a little deal like that. So anybody that's got a grudge run,
we can
going,
get it
don't
on.
Worry about waiting and waiting until you get another one. Pull you right around, keep it going.
All right.
Definitely got to keep
it going. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so Lance is going to be there. You know what? I'm not sure yet, but the other guys, I forgot, they're from Pennsylvania. I think it was Pennsylvania. Or maybe Philly. I'm not sure which exactly what it was, but I'll find out from Donald. But they're going to have some small block Ford, naturally aspirated, all motor, Mustang, standard degree head. And I'm waiting for them to call me back. They would think Bud Light might be able to get that run.
Yeah. Standard degree. Yeah, we're looking for action. Huh? We got these down south somewhere there. We got a win yesterday. I mean, we won. It wasn't pretty, but we turned the wind light on. That's what counts.
Yeah, the track looked a little slippery.
Yeah,
it did look a little slippery.
And William Martin had to do it again too. So.
Yeah, I heard he offered him. He didn't do like Rhodey and not say no.
Yeah.
He said he'd go back out there. So that was one good thing.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys will take your money and go never give you a chance to go back out. You know how it goes. But you got anybody else? Is your eyes set on it? Anybody else you want to try?
Yeah, you know, I'm game for anything as long as it's reasonable.
Okay.
But I definitely like to try the Firebird, the Omega, Camaro, And if Deputy Street King, if he come up here, that, you know, me and him could be first.
Okay. Now, what happened with
we going to have a trailer, too.
How about the red Camaro that you were going to run one time? Well, they wanted to run you from out here.
Oh, no, that wasn't a red Camaro. That was the, what's the name? Nova. Nova, when he was in, down there.
Oh, I thought
it was a Burgundy Nova.
Oh, I thought it was a Burgundy Camaro. Did you want June was driving?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, they scared to death. They got legends. You want to run heads up. I can't run a legend turn head up. I'm not an idiot. You know? I'll take the break in the clear. I try him to break in the clear. He give me the break, we gamble. My Lance don't like it, but I'm going out there to give him the break.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They got a big block. You know what I'm saying? It's a pump gas motor with nitrous. I don't care. You got nitrous. Nitrous turn anybody into a freak.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Okay.
It do work now. Yeah, it definitely worked. Well, and then we got Big George, you know.
Man, so is Big George gonna be there too?
Yeah, Big George gonna be there.
Well, Tom will bring everything he got. I'm sick of him.
He gotta eat the peanut butter cookies first.
he gonna eat more than peanut butter cookies.
You better make sure he don't get no bite on the ass from that damn snake neither.
Y'all ain't right. Good thing George ain't on here, boy. George be up on y'all. He's ready to kill one of y'all right now. Yeah, now tell me something. That's what I was going to ask you. Now, Diego, Austin.
Yeah.
You got, now, I heard that Shakedown is trying to come around there and shake you down. The truck. The blue one.
Now, you said what again?
I heard that truck want to shake you down, the blue one.
Oh, Shakedown?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's in our sight.
He in y'all sight?
He's in our sight.
So now,
if he wants to honor what he said he was going to do the first time, I mean, if not, then we can kind of come to an agreement.
Okay. Well, so if he come up here Sunday, y'all ready to roll?
Yeah.
Alright, so do y'all have to make a test pass or no pass?
For that one, I'm going to have to make a test pass. I need to make sure I can throw what I want to at it.
Okay. Alright, so
this is only my, MRR will be my second day on the new tire.
Okay. Well, I'll be talking to, I guess I'll be talking to him tomorrow. Definitely.
Hey, Joe.
Talking to him tomorrow. Huh?
Hey, what time are the gates open Sunday?
I think, I'm not sure. I tried to get in touch with Larry a while ago. What I do is I'll make sure my son posts it up on the on his Facebook page.
Okay.
To let you know for sure.
All right.
More than likely, I think it's going to be like 9:30, 10.
All right. Have you have
early.
To get up. Get a hold of any of them guys that I was talking about. I mean, I'm sure you're busy, but
no. I'm waiting for them guys to call. The Omega, though, I heard coming down with Brad and the rest of them guys from North Carolina.
The Omega is coming.
Yeah, the Omega's supposed to be coming.
Okay, no problem.
The Omega's coming. Brad, they got a he's got a little Mustang. Daryl with the Carolina Killers, because Carolina Killers, believe it or not, his brother is the one that owns Django. So, and they said room is open on the bet if anybody wants pink water. That's what they said. That's exactly what they said.
Now, how pink water running Django? Heads up?
Heads up. And he running Weeby off the trailer. He got pink water
running Weeby off the trailer?
Running Weeby right off the trailer. He said that's going to be a test pass on Weeby.
Yeah, I like pink water over Django.
Okay. Well, Team Outlaw be there, so I'm just letting you know. We be saying he ain't worried about it. As long as they come off the trailer, he going out there.
Okay.
So that's going to be an interesting race. Very interesting. And he's going to bring that truck to the red one that was with Joe from Philly.
Uh-huh.
I heard they're trying to get that right, trying to bring it down. I think you might have some action off.
Huh?
I think you might have some action with a five-inch small block straight head.
No, we're not scared to run. You know, you just like to beat us. That's all it is to
it. Oh, yeah.
You know what? You like me. You know, we get to every race. If you beat me, you beat me. Hey, if I beat you, let's get it on. Ain't nothing to talk about. If we sit the same, let's get it on. These guys are scared, but you got this part, you got that part. If a person, both cars are equal, let's go out there. You ain't going to race a lot of money, but let's get it on. All
right. Yeah, I forgot the guy's name. His name is Matt from Mount Vernon. Well, they wanted to run Phil. They already seen Phil's truck run. And they were talking about running. And we ended up talking on the phone today. And they out there said, okay, we're going to do it. I said, all right, as long as you sit like he's sitting again, it's no problem. But I've never seen the car. I've never seen the Oldsmobile. They wanted to run with the Oldsmobile. So I really didn't know him. Gunny put him on the phone. You know, talk, but I've never seen him before. But they want to come down there. They're coming with, matter of fact, they're coming with Pee Wee and all those guys and Swizzle and them guys. So, you know, they said they own a shop over there.
The Oldsmobile?
Yeah, the Oldsmobile, blue Oldsmobile. And, you know, so they had a 4150 cowboy, just like Phil, a little bit, small tire. You know, now they're coming to a smaller tire than him. I said, the truck fits the same way as last year. There ain't no difference. Y'all saw us, we never saw you. What? Like I said, Phil said it costs you a little dollars, you know, crazy money, but hey, he'll go on out there and he'll try.
Yeah.
He didn't care, you know. So I don't know if they're trying to make a kill, but if you know, you ain't never seen a car in your life, you know what I mean? You're going up the blind, you haven't seen it. That's a rough one, I ain't gonna lie to you. Just by, you know, you show me a picture, but you know, the other guy that saw you run, a little hard, so I was telling him about it, so. I told him and his brother they want to put their little bit of money. I think that they're off $500, so they were willing to try it.
Yeah.
We're waiting. That was the whole deal. Because Gunner was supposed to be the deposit man and hold everything. But now they're telling me, oh, you might be a little lighter. That was a lighter. And that nothing got gutted. Everything's still on it. Everything except for the hood. That's all. And that came when we had it on the truck. Came with the wood. Everything else is all metal. So, ain't nothing light about the truck. Roll up windows, real glass, the whole bit. It's nothing crazy. But, you know, if you're looking for a guaranteed win, then we ain't looking for no races like that. We don't mind racing, man. Some races we took on that we shouldn't have took on. But we went out there, you know. But he will be out there. Phil will be out there. He didn't even get the check. He wanted to go out so bad this Sunday, but I just couldn't make it. So, but I promise you that he will first run. He's going to run George off the trailer, though.
What do they got, Joe?
Huh?
What do they got? A truck?
They got an Oldsmobile that I'd never seen before. You know, small block old.
All steel? You know,
all steel stock suspension, but
so all motor?
All motor, yeah.
I mean, what are you from, New York?
From Mount Vernon.
I never seen that far. What's up?
This is my first time I've ever seen the picture of the car.
Hey Joe.
Yeah.
Take me over there to see that thing.
hey, gentlemen. I've been trying to contact your brother, and right now I'm getting voicemails on his mobile and his home phone, but I'll keep trying for the next 6 minutes. We have about 6 minutes and 45 seconds left before the show goes off. So, Joe, carry on with the show, and I'll keep trying him until we get him on the line.
All right. Yeah, because, you know, if you're going to run, we run. We don't care. We don't. You know, they don't want to run a Dominator and nothing like that. Hey, that's what Phil got. He ain't got no Dominator, not like that. Everything, if I pop open the hood, you laugh. no vacuum pump, no evacuation tubes, no nothing. Just a vertigo breathers on the top of him. Done deal. But he's going out there. He said he go out there. He supposed to knock Austin. He's out too. Austin, you heard that one, right? Black Mama.
I can hear you, Joe. What'd you say?
I said, you know he's supposed to drop you out of there too, bro.
With what?
He's supposed to go on. You said you was bringing the Vega. He's going to go on.
Yeah, we still got it. I mean, the motor's still sitting in the damn corner. We got to put it in.
All right.
But you heard what I said I'd do for that little blue truck.
What's that?
I will pull all the nitrous off the Black Mamba and give you everything a drag race into the quarter.
Damn, you gotta share it,
huh?
But leave Black Mamba alone, sir.
I know. You ain't got no business running nothing like that.
Hey, Joe, speaking of that, is Black Mamba going to win that Black Fountain? Did you ever reach Black Mamba? Never.
He's supposed to run that, he might end up running that blue truck.
Oh, okay. So I'm saying, right. Remember Capital?
Yeah,
there's
that
Capital
right there, yep.
They said he said it, somebody on here said it wasn't a good percentage that he was going to be there. But if he does show up, he's got the same race again.
Okay. Well, I think that's the reason. That's the reason. If he went to Brooklyn, I think that'd be a good reason, John.
But you know what? We might do something stupid way off it. I don't know how we're going to do something stupid. We're going to do something with it.
Hey, Big George said he wanted to break again, right?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you on that.
Hey, Greg.
I really don't know on that deal.
Hello.
We'll find out something.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, hey, Joe.
Hey, what's going on?
Joe, it's Hurricane.
Hey, what's up, Drew?
What's going on?
Not much.
We're going to be running down there this weekend, too, man. We're going to have a little cast of vet with me.
All right. And Fat Rat supposed to be coming, too, right?
As far as I know, he said he's coming.
Okay. Well, hopefully you'll get your race back with that Malibu.
Yeah, right.
That race. Well,
I know they're looking for me.
Yeah, there's going to be quite a bit of people out there, I'll tell you that right now.
Right.
Should be a lot. Yeah, I'm just not headed back now. I didn't even get home yet. I'm up there running around looking for where to go buy this truck. So came all the way out here for the truck. Now they're going to place the clothes.
I think I might have this Thursday, I might have some action before I even make it up there. Might be able to give me a little bit of gas money.
Hey, don't hurt it.
That way, we're going to run the ruler straight off the trailer.
I don't want to see you hurt nothing before you get there.
We talked last night, you know the car, the Bernie Nova. At first, he was going to give you the back tire, and some people called him, told him, don't do it. So now, we're talking about just doing a heads-up straight off the trailer. It's big motor, my small one.
Is she going to come out there? Is she going to make it, or she ain't going to make
he's
it?
He's going to be at the beach.
Okay.
But that don't mean the car won't show up, because you know his uncle and Gloria can bring the car. I talked to them, and they said they're going to
see if
they can.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, with Gloria coming up here.
Yeah, they said they're going to see if they can get it to bring it up with her.
Okay. Well, if everything works out, that'll be perfect.
I still have to get in contact with Mr. Big.
Yeah, I know Brad and all of them, they said they're coming up, so they're coming right from North Carolina, too. There's quite a bit of guys coming out from the North Carolina area, and then you got the guys coming from Georgia. So we should have a good deal. It should be a real good deal. Be a real, real good one. Maybe Phil can run you with my car.
What?
Filling you motor to motor.
With your car?
He ain't never been in it.
Come on, Joe, now. He don't have, he could damn foot break it and roll out and still catch me. I'd be lucky to go 8-0s on motor.
Oh, cut it out. Cut it out.
I'm serious, man. That damn thing's a dud.
You're going to give him everything in drag racing. You ain't going to go for the
8-0. I will give that blue truck everything in drag racing with no nitro. It'd be a gamble.
If you go faster than 8-0, he get his money back.
8-0 to the quarter?
No, to the 8.
All right. Long Island Joe, we got about 60 seconds. Actually, we got less than a minute on the show before we go ahead and sign off. I do want to let everybody know, once again, we have the 24th, which is William Brown, Virginia Motorsports Park. And that is a Saturday, the 24th. And this Sunday, we have Long Island Joe with Larry T with Custom Tees Racing Underground After Dark. And I just want to let everybody know that I also have a race out in Indiana at US 41, June 7th. For those that can come, please come. This is a race that Long Island Joe attended last year. Once again, this is a streetcar race in Indiana at US 41. So those on the Northeast that can come out and support, please come on. And it is called Rug World Street Madness. It is the south side of Chicago versus the west side. And once again, Joe, we have 10 seconds left. Everybody, please be there this weekend. We have a long weekend ahead. Saturday and Sunday, 2 full days of racing at Virginia and Maryland.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you and your son the same race. Your son got everything in drag racing, motor to motor, then I turn around and cut it on, and you got everything in drag racing. To the 8.
Listen. You give Phil everything in drag racing, cut it all to the 8. We going out there.
No, I said, I said to the quarter, motor to motor, he got everything in drag racing. To the 8, my nitro to your motor, you got everything in drag racing.
I'm letting you know. I'm just telling you. You give him everything.
Everything is
drag racing
to the quarter? I mean, to the 8?
To the 8.
I need to turn the system on for that.
No, turn it out. No dominator, no nothing. It ain't coming nothing like
that. Yeah, just because it's dominator don't mean it won't have no CFMs in it.
Nope. Just the regular, you seen that carburetor was on the car. Plain and simple.
I don't know. I'm gonna make a shakedown this Thursday on motor, and I'll let you know. I don't know if I can do everything in drag racing, but I can give up something. I can at least do that.
Alright. Sound like a dog up there taking a dump.
But I might have to bring Crazy Man Streetcar up there just for y'all.
Okay. Now we like running streetcars, so bring that.
Huh?
We like racing streetcars, certain streetcars on the streets like him, something like that. We can do.
Yeah, you know, it's full factory interior, full factory suspension, 3,400 pounds, small block with a no dominator.
Yo, we got a scale up there. That car weighs 3,400 pounds, and got that little 750 on there like that. We running them. We dead on y'all ass, motor to motor.
I'm sure you would. It's set up for Nike.
But did you just say you was going to run me that way with that car?
No, I ain't saying motor to motor.
Oh, here you go. All right. I'm going to tell everybody good night tonight. You're off the hook tonight. You got off the hook.
Okay, if y'all weigh 3,400 pounds, y'all got it. Head up, motor to motor.
You know Phil ain't going to weigh 3,400 pounds.
Well, we got to do something. I'm a nitrous car that's heavier, and you want me to pull it off. We're going to have to make something right in the race.
Let's see.
I'll take the break, though. I will take the break.
You going to the quarter?
It's a street car. That damn thing don't go to the quarter. I'm going to make it.
You get there, we're going to do something. I promise you. Get it
but if
there,
y'all
talk
to Big
something.
George again, please tell him he got that same race.
Well, we're going to find out because there's a lot of people. We even got that big heavy Chevelle. I might run out with that heavy Chevelle.
Who?
Full speed Dwayne. He's going to stick it.
Go around which car?
Is it 23 degrees?
Yeah, you want the Black Mamba?
No, it's all Chevelle, 71 Chevelle. Everything there. Real street car. Because, and there you go, that's both on the same weight. Now, and we got to push in clutch and you're going to shifting. Now, bring crazy, man, so we can make y'all crazy.
All right. I'm going to see if I can get it up there.
No problem. I'm
going to go find me another trailer, but, you know, I'm going to see.
No problem. So we'll definitely we'll have that one locked in that day. We'll do something. We don't mind going out to him.
Is the slut in there still on the phone?
Huh?
Is the slut on the phone?
What are you going to do with the slut?
I don't know. He said he wanted to rub me.
And how you want to do it with him?
His motor to my nitrous.
Well, everybody got off, so, but.
And they said they got scales. Hell, Joe, you know I'm 3,100 pounds. Well, 3,080, damn near might as well be 31.
Well, we got to be heavier than you then.
Huh?
We must be heavier than you.
Who?
Us.
Oh, Bill's no.
Truck got everything, windows in it, everything. Glass.
That's all I lack is them two side windows. That's all I lack on it.
Yeah, well, we
but you got to understand this, though. You got to understand this, though. You got a full-body truck with little cage.
Yeah.
I got a full-body truck with a whole lot of cage in it.
Same about the same.
Yeah, if that damn truck right there is over 3,100 pounds, that would surprise me. Because we got a stock one, a bone stock one down here with no cage.
Well,
that
you just told me yours
32.
You said yours weighs 3,080.
Yeah, it's a bone stock one down here that barely gets over 31.
Okay, so I'm just trying to tell you, if you weigh 3,080, I know I'm over that. Man. I know I'm heavier than your truck. I can tell you that right now. I can guarantee you that. We can go to the scales and we ain't even got a race. We'll just bet.
That's what I'm talking about. Go to scales. I'll go with y'all.
Yeah. We can just put it right on it. Yeah.
And a heavy ass will go on that scale. In a heartbeat. And we'll run anybody at that weight, all motor, small block, any fucking body.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that thinking, actually. I'm pretty sure you would.
Did y'all hear about the Kung Fu Panda tore the car up?
Who?
The Kung Fu Panda, the one that be with Petey.
Oh,
the
yeah,
little
yeah,
23 degree stock block
yeah,
motor.
They was at the, everybody was at the race yesterday with it, watching. Right
they got it back
town.
Together?
No, it ain't together yet. He just wrecked it yesterday.
Oh.
No, that just happened yesterday, so. Yeah. Yep, they ran today's mile, then she got loose after or whatever. I mean, that car hooked. I don't know how the heck it got loose. The track must have been bad.
What happened on the Young Stadium race? I seen the picture of it. That other car was almost two cars in front of that thing.
The letters are.
They both had a pedal fest, too.
Oh. Who told you there was somebody died?
So that was a lot. It was been good. They're going to do it again. That was 14 Gs apiece.
Somebody shoot.
Oh. So. All right. Well, let me get on. I'm going to see y'all Saturday and Sunday then.
All right, Joe. I'll see you later.
All right. You guys take care now.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to be sleeping you a bit.
Somebody with a big head in a red car.
Who said that? They did. He didn't say nothing to me about that.
spend it all with my mom's car.
All right, go put it away. Go put it in your room to take it to school.